Hey guys, welcome back to Making Moves with TK. I'm here with some of my favorite creators and friends in the world, the one and only Gals on the Go podcasters, Brooke and Danielle.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for having us on.
We're so excited in the studio.
I know. It's like my dream.
I'm so happy for you. Like, seriously, you're like an OG podcaster, and for this to be a reality now, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. I feel like I always go to you guys for podcasting advice, and you're always so, what I love about you is you're so willing to share like actual, like helpful tips. I don't know. I feel like people like, influencers are weird. So, yeah, they gatekeep.
Girl boss, gatekeep.
No, but seriously, like they gatekeep connections or contacts or emails or advice or just like life hacks, and you guys are always so willing to help and like give me actual tea, so I really appreciate it.
Always,
we try. Also, it's like, you're so right, but at the same time, what do you have to lose? Like, I feel like it's not giving someone else more information isn't taking away from your success if you're good at what you do.
Exactly.
I think it's also just a reflection of like your confidence and security in your own brand, seriously, when you want to share. So I appreciate that.
Always. I love you.
So what the heck are you guys doing in LA?
People ask us, what are you guys up to? We're like, we're just bopping around.
Well, okay. The formal answer that I like to say is we have our own podcast too, Gals on the Go. And our podcast network, we've actually like never formally met the people that are like the back end.
Got it.
Everyone from like, of course, like the president of the company, like the important people, but also like our producers. And it's like, I feel like it's the once a year like show face in LA trip.
Yeah, that's like, what she's been telling everybody.
Like, remember the fork who I am.
Like,
yeah. That's what we always used to do every summer. We'd come to LA for like a week.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Saw you every time. And so it's just really nice to meet people in person. And like, we literally went to lunch with them and they were just such cool people. And it was so much fun.
Yeah.
It's important from a business perspective, but also we're like people. So it's nice to like put a face to names and be like, oh, this is what you actually look like beyond like Zoom.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah. And we just re-signed like with our same network. So it was
congrats.
Good to, thanks.
Big time.
Yeah. So it's good to like do all of those things.
Uh-huh. Also, I feel like when you're an influencer, when you go on a trip, like it is work. Like you get so much. You're excited to take content. It's a new environment.
Oh, 1,000%. Things like that. Definitely. This is more of a work heavy trip in the sense it's just like a lot of like meeting face to face. Nothing crazy. But in between, we're finding little pockets of peace, if you will.
And we love hanging out with you whenever we're in LA.
We always love hanging out with you. You know what's funny is like I feel like. Obviously, I don't know about you guys, but I have like internet friends that I'll like see at events and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I have like internet friends that are like my actual friends. And if I lived in New York, I think I'd hang out with you guys all the time.
Oh, yeah. Like pre-games and going out. And
like I think 100%. We talk Sundays. All the time not on the internet.
Exactly. Like we talk about more non-internet stuff.
I
feel
agree.
What are we like? We literally went to Lala together.
I know.
And like
we
hang out with your friends from
FaceTimes.
Home.
It's like
we do
99% personal. Like
it has to be
talking
to.
And then I'm like how much are you getting paid for that? Get more.
It's like slipped into like the personal talk.
Literally. Yeah. Exactly. So can you give me like a brief elevator pitch of just you guys and Gals on the Go? Like how the heck did you get to where you are? If someone for some reason doesn't know who you are.
So we both have our own individual YouTube channels that we both started about 10 years ago. And we started out making like makeup tutorials and sleepaway camp videos, everything under the sun.
Preppy fashion was like a pillar of the brand. Yeah.
Like, Lily Pulitzer.
J.Crew, everything. But like J.Crew, like factory. So it was always like a little off.
Yeah.
Which was like, that was like accessible at the time. Like that's what we did. But it was like always like a little... At least my outfits were like a little off. Like
You can speak for me too.
Did I dress like a second grade elementary school teacher?
But they were on for the time.
Yeah.
Like they were off for now, but they were on for the time. Like you were
just
that
nuts.
Bitch with like J. Crew.
There's like memes now going around like why did I dress like a middle-aged mom when
I was
17?
Just gonna say,
but we did. We own that.
We like, dress like New England moms.
Yes.
For what? I don't. My parents were like
no, but my mom was like, yes, like Polo Ralph Lauren.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't
and
know.
And very modest dressing, to say the least.
Yes,
very. Everyone else in high school was like, yeah, like I'm going to wear my crop tops. And I was like, buttoned up.
It was like Brandy Melville times, too.
It was.
Like, and then we started to switch to, we got the Brandy Melville cardigan, and then it went downhill from there.
The graphic tees, like the like,
into
like
Brandy
soft
Melville
grunge.
Style.
The but bralettes.
The bralettes under the tank. But then after that,
era,
Brooke messaged me on YouTube. Back when you could message on YouTube.
We never confirmed who messaged who first.
Oh, but it was definitely YouTube message.
It was YouTube message.
I think it was you messaging me like, hey, I'm going to be in Florida. Like, I know you live there.
Well, then we arranged a meeting.
We arranged a meeting and we met at a food court in the mall. Our moms came because they were like meeting people on the internet. What?
We were young, like below 16.
Yeah.
So it was definitely like.
That's so cute.
It was so cute. And we got along really well, hit it off. And then we stayed close, whatever. We'd go to like beauty cons together. And we had the same manager at the time. Anyways, Brooke ended up going to UGA. She's 2 years older than me. I was touring college. One of the schools I went to was UGA. She obviously showed me a good time and ended up going to UGA, which is so crazy. Started the podcast, Gals on the Go, there.
So when I was, so we're 2 years apart. So when I was a senior, Danielle was a sophomore. So we went to school together for like 1 year. And during that year, a lot of the time, like we would be traveling for, like we said, we had the same manager, like YouTube wise. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of traveling for events and such.
Like style, like,
we end up coming over here, like Dallas, like a bunch of places. And we're like, wow, we're always on the go. So
we're like college students. To it.
Truly.
It really, it's too fun to say.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten tired of it.
We have this problem now where we like unironically like refer to ourselves as
third
the
person.
Gals.
The gals.
Like, so we talk, we'll be like, the gals will be there. Like, the gals.
Yeah. The gals are running 10 minutes late.
We're going to start being with you like, the gals.
Yeah,
literally.
We actually have a problem.
It's like we are
I love it.
Neighbors now, essentially. Like, we're just together all the time.
We live
in the same
area. I refer to it as a we. Like, when I talk to people, like, oh, we live in, like, the Lower East Side. People are like, you're roommates? I'm like, oh, no, we actually don't even live in the same building.
Yeah.
We just, like, it's a we. It's a unit. Like,
it's been so fun.
So bad. Wait, why? There was, I feel like in that era, I miss this era. There was an era where it was, like, our YouTube girly friend group that were like posting on YouTube and you guys would like meet up at all the like cons, like the playlist, the VidCon, like all that stuff, right? I miss this era. So why did you two like connect? I feel like you guys have always been this little like dynamic duo.
It's a good question.
That's a really good question.
In addition to like the group, like there's a group and then you guys were like two peas in the pod. So like, why do you think you guys gravitated to each other? Do you think you have like strengths and weaknesses that kind of molded together or what?
Well, we definitely have the same, we've talked about this, the same family dynamic. So we both have younger brothers. And
same.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And I'm telling you, it's a birth order, all that. It's a thing.
I feel like we're just really similar. Like,
yeah,
and
we
normally,
just similar interests.
You know, some people too similar like clash. And I feel like for us, it just works. Like, we'll be thinking the same thing. We say the same thing always. And
do you think it's the way you were raised?
Yeah,
I
guess
like my
level.
Dad's from Long Island where she's from. I don't know. I just feel like there's things like very familiar.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they say when you meet someone like and you're dating and like it just feels like natural. Like, I feel like we never had to. And that's how real great friendships are. You shouldn't have to work. So, of course, every friendship needs work. And like, you can realize, hey, I need to be a better friend. But I feel like the best friendships are those that you just get each other and it's natural. You don't have to pretend to be someone you're not. You could be your full authentic self.
Do you think the only way for a business, because people say to not like work with family or friends, right? Do you think the only way for a business duo to be successful is for it to be kind of unconditional, like it just flows naturally? Or do you think, you know, a star at Warner Brothers could be like, Brooke, TK, we're making you stars? Like, do you think that can
I do because
work?
Well,
or do you think it needs to be a natural thing?
I think it's better if it's natural, of course, but then like we could use like what the One Direction examples, because weren't they all thrown together on like X Factor?
Yeah.
And Little Mix and all of these like
Fifth Harmony.
That's so true.
And some of them, of course, actually most
but they
have
all
broken
broke up.
Yeah, okay, you're right. But for the time being, it worked.
But
and
then
it
there's
led
also
them and launched them to stardom. So I guess
you know what I was gonna say though, because I feel like this is the same for Pretty Basic. They weren't super close before starting, and then they got really, really close. And we were pretty close, but like we've gotten so close since starting the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if we were the closeness that we are now and started the podcast, it would have been harder.
I agree. I think it would have, because we would have been, at that time, we were still being polite enough to be like, okay, sure, you can have it your way. And now we're like, no.
Yeah, like, but like a sister, in a sister way. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's interesting. I'm just curious because I always say, like, you know the song Old Man or One Man Band.
I heard this in your
podcast. Like, I just don't want to be a one-man pod.
One man
like, I wish
band.
I had a duo. I wish I had a buddy. And so when seeking out a buddy, I'm like, is that just come naturally? Or do I just be like, this is my person. I'm going to make it work.
I feel like it's someone that you like vibe with and you're like, come on. I see why you're asking now. You're like trying to figure it out.
Trying to pan it out. Yeah. For us, I feel like we also were, it was very natural because we were looking for like another, I don't want to say we were looking for another project, but it was just right timing.
It
was right timing. Podcasts were kind of starting to be a thing. We obviously both had, I think everyone, no matter what, once again, relationship, friendship, like you have to have your own thing going on. We had our own thing. We both had our separate YouTube channels. We still do. We were in different friend groups. We still are, like, now we're even closer for sure. But we still, on a lot of factors, in a lot of ways.
We're 2 years apart.
Two different lives. Yeah. You know? So to have this that we come together on, but we still have some things that are separate. And I guess that can't be for everyone. Because, you know, if you're starting a company with someone, like, you might go all in with them. But I feel like it's healthy to, like, still maintain somewhat of your... Does that make sense?
And we were just doing it for fun. We didn't really know, like, podcasts would be, like, at where they are today.
Yeah.
This is a fun little project, not like a business.
Yes, like when you tell people you have a podcast, people are like, wow, you have a podcast. Oh my God, popcorn, let me hear.
When we started, it was like, the goal was like, okay, let's try to actually do every week. Like,
like we'll see how this goes.
We should really try for that. And we actually did. So I'm proud of us for that.
I think we've missed 1 or 2 weeks in the last 3 years. So
that's pretty incredible. That's for me, I want someone to hold me accountable to be like, all right, we have to record. Because, like, I'll make other people and other things more important than, like, my own stuff.
And I feel like we go back and forth on that, too. That's, like, the healthy balance of our lives. Like, I feel like, you know, in college, like, you were more the one to be like, let's go. Come on. Like, get up. Like, I'd be like, I'm hungover. And you'd be like, we have to record.
Yeah.
And then you were still in school. So then it was, like, me for a little bit. And now we're both. Like, I feel like we ebb and flow in a healthy way.
Yeah. Like, based off, like, chapters in your literal life. Like, when she had a job, I was kind of more on it. And then she quit her job. And I was still in school. So she was, like, heading a lot of it on. Yeah.
What would you say your strengths and mainly your weaknesses are? Like, what do you bring to the table as a duo?
Oh, yeah, we definitely, like, talk about them because, like, we've assigned different tasks for each. Like, I feel like I'm more on the creative side in the sense, like, when we do merch and, like, designs and stuff like that, I'm, like, thinking.
Yeah, she leads all of that. I'm, like, you get the end decision. Because, like, it will be, like, should we do pink font or black? And I'm, like, they all both look good to
me. She's so flexible with that. It's clutch.
You're more
like
analytical. You're more
creative. She's the writer. She does all the writing.
I'm a writer. I try, like, if it's like a mass email, I try to. I mean, of course, you respond to.
You are great at emailing.
She has written so many emails for me.
If I
can have someone run my emails, which I will one day, manifesting it. Like, I don't.
Thank you. I just take it, like, I feel like writing's always been something. I read a lot now too, so I'm like, okay, I like to write, but also. I mean, the podcast descriptions isn't anything crazy, but we like, for example, we do polls every week. This is like such small scale stuff, but I'll write the polls. She posts because she's better at, like, the social media, like posting. Like, I feel like you're better at, like, the
visual
elements.
Kinda.
Yeah. And it's nothing crazy. We're like, this is all very, like, minuscule, but it's, we have even, like, that separation down now.
Yeah. What else?
I'm trying to think.
I feel like energetically and, like, the show wise, like, we both kind of have to be equally balanced with that. Like, there's some days where it's like, all right, we're feeling a little low, but we both have to meet at the same thing. So it's not one person, like, on crack and, like, the other one, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like sometimes I'll be like, oh, we should do this. And Brooke's more, like, realistic. Like, that's not actually going to happen. Or, like, something.
Yeah.
Like, we both, like,
I'm just
balanced.
A realistic one. I'm like, don't
no, no,
you
I
dare
mean, like, you're
big.
Smart. You're like, or no, if,
you're
like,
more practical.
Okay, yeah, she's more practical. She's like, if you want to do that, Danielle, if you want to have this guest or if you want to, like, do this, like, we're going to have to cut this or do that, and I'm like, oh, okay, like, you know.
Yeah,
so there's different
scales.
I don't know,
I feel like that's like in like a Myers-Briggs thing, like, isn't that like one of the elements of it? I forget which one, but that's definitely in there somewhere.
Yes,
yeah,
I couldn't
tell you, but Brooke's so right, like, when it comes to the energy, like, we both kind of have to pull hard for the podcast, like, when it actually comes to being in front of the microphone. But
and even anything business wise, like, some weeks naturally you're going to be more motivated than others. And I feel like we have to meet in the middle on that. Or one person has to know, like, hey, I can carry the brunt of it this week. If there's weeks that I'm like, hey, or when I went to Nashville, like, during the week, I was like, you know, if anything comes in over this, like,
yeah,
we're good about that.
In a fair way. We're so lucky. Like, it just works.
I know. And I feel like we don't really fight because we're equally understanding.
Yeah.
Which is like,
you know what's okay to let go of and, like, what you want to, like, push
like
back
on.
Like,
what's worth, yeah.
Yeah, like, what's worth it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And, of course, we don't always have the exact same idea. Like, that's not, like, there has to be, we actually just had that discussion when we were on our long walk and we had, like, a really deep talk, remember?
We were like, random.
You can't agree with everyone, with even if it's, like, your person, you can't agree on everything because
it's not healthy.
That's not healthy either.
Living the same exact life.
And it's healthy. You know, it's when it's really healthy is when you're comfortable bringing up something that bothered you or something you'd like to fix or something that isn't easy to talk about, like that's how you know your relationship's super healthy, because you're not like overanalyzing how it'll.
And it's weighing like, is it worth it to say or not? Yeah. Like that too. I think that's a good skill, because some people will bring up like in friendships, I'm like, did you really have to mention that thing that happened like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And now it's like, just let it go. But then knowing like if it really bothered you, like that is important to bring it up.
Totally. Yeah. So with all that being said, who do you think I'm more like? Brooke or Danielle?
I feel like you have elements of both.
I really do.
You guys have done polls like that, right? Where it's like, who are you more like?
Yeah.
We used to have a Facebook
group. We used to get
group.
Offended about it, though. People would be like we'd say, are you a Brooke or a Danielle? And be like, I don't give a reason.
Yeah, they'd be like, I'm a Brooke because I love McDonald's or something literally. Like ridiculous. I'm like, all right, like, so am I just a piece of shit? Like, sorry, I don't know if I could curse on this podcast.
It was literally, like, what the heck?
You're like, I don't fucking eat it all the time.
Or people like, I'm a Danielle because I'm from Florida, or I'm a Danielle because I like to dress up, or like,
or I'm a Danielle because like I have a like stable relationship. I'm like, can't relate to that one.
You're like, that actually triggered me.
Yeah, I'm like,
I feel like
fight or flight response. Like,
you're like, maybe we shouldn't do this.
Like, you're not invited to the group.
You unadd them.
Yeah, that was, no more Facebook groups. Like, don't make one for your podcast. It's a mess. Like, no podcast I know except for like one still has a Facebook group, because it's just a mess.
Well, it's just essentially, it's like the middle of America. It's middle of America Bible study that just talks shit.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's what I think.
Like, I was going to say like anarchy, but that's, I guess. Like,
no, it just reminds me.
For power at the top.
It reminds me of people from my hometown that are like, we're going to Bible study. I'm like, I know you're talking shit.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. No, you know what I mean?
Like, it has a good purpose, and you guys set it up to be have a good purpose and be useful and like a good resource and an awesome way to connect with your.
Safe space is what we
wanted. But that is hard of like, how much do you moderate? How much do you like?
Then it gets nasty when people are inevitably going to talk their crap and they think it's like a gossip girl group.
Get screenshotted and sent it, and like, oh, look what's happening in the gals group, and we're like, oh no.
Or like, we've had people and send then other stuff creators to, like boyfriends, this girl would be like, I think my boyfriend's cheating on me. She would send it like to the boyfriend, like,
yeah,
like,
it's just like a mess.
Evil. Oh, whoa. Like,
yeah, it's not a safe. No one's safe.
Like, so did you delete it?
Yeah
it's gone.
Oh, it's gone.
It's I think like if you're still like in it, it's, or if we didn't like go through and kick everyone out, because you can't delete it, but it's archived, you can't apply. There's like subgroups, and I think those are great if you want to like do your own thing. It's not like we're this like moderated community. Like, if you want to go do your thing, you can, but just not connected to Brooke and Danielle. You know?
it's such a bummer, because it really is a cool resource, but it just got, for everyone, it kind of got like blown out of the water.
The select few ruin it for like all the good ones.
Yeah.
Such is life, though. So.
Yeah. Wait, okay. Who am I more alike?
I really couldn't tell you. What do you think?
See, I think me, because I feel like energy wise, like we're the same, but I feel like in terms of the like, all right, like I have to wake up the day after I like went out or something and like get my life together, like Danielle. Like, I know that's bad to say, but like, I don't know how else to say it. What do you think?
I really think she's a mix of us both.
I know.
I
there's
do
elements
too.
Of both.
Which is so hype. I'm jealous. Like,
yeah,
I need
you
some
get the
of
best
those.
Of both worlds.
Well, I was going to say Brooke, because I think I'm like, you're so mellow and easygoing, Danielle. I feel like sometimes I'm not. Not to say that that's a bad thing. I just think that Brooke and I are more outspoken if we like don't like something or
1,000%.
You know what I mean?
Annoying me.
Like if something's going, you're gonna know I'm mad or whatever.
You see it in my face.
Yeah,
it's written all over.
Yeah,
it.
Whereas you're much more easygoing, like want to make everyone happy, which I'm like that too. But
you can,
to a degree,
that's the thing. You're like that though. You like want to make sure everyone else is good before you.
I am a mix.
You are a mix. I feel like it depends circumstantially too.
Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with some juicy poll questions. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. All right, you guys, we are back and ready for some juicy polls. You guys said you saw some of them on my Instagram. Oh, yes.
We saw them come through on the drive over.
Do you use both accounts for polls now?
Yeah, like, I feel like making moves. Think of my, by the way, follow my Instagram. It's at making moves underscore. Making moves pod underscore, I think.
Underscore. The underscore gives me, like AIM vibes, like underscore.
I know. I'm pissed. Someone else has it.
Did you say AIM? AIM?
AIM.
Yeah.
It's AIM.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely called it AIM.
Oh, maybe it's a Long Island thing.
Yeah. Long Island girl. We used to log on to AIM.
That was so good.
That was really good. But I'm trying to make Making Moves, like the Instagram, her own brand. Like, who is Making Moves? And she, like, does different poll questions.
I love
mine
that.
Are more, like, juicy, like, crazy
or, like, celebrity stuff.
Yeah, hers is a little bit more... I guess
about making moves.
Making moves. Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. I love it.
So we're gonna do both. Okay. First question is, do you guys have a crush right now?
I knew you were gonna ask this one. Well, so it's only me.
I have a crush.
You have a permanent crush.
Yeah.
I would say yes.
I know.
Hinge?
Locks Club.
Oh,
yeah. She goes, my favorite.
Nepal, it's always. Honestly, that's like my dating app of choice.
Wait, do
like,
I know about this or not yet? I can't wait to hear about it.
Well,
after.
There's a few.
Okay, love. We love a roster.
I know. Yes. I like to, well, until they're committed, you can't.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Got to keep your options open.
Tell me about Locks Club.
I really like it. So it's Jewish focused, but it's not Jewish exclusive. Mm-hmm. I grew up, my mom.
I went to one of their events.
Yeah, Danielle.
And I'm a Christian girly.
I went with my boyfriend. So
No, they're super fun. I just like it because you do have to apply to get on it, and it's not even like like in right way. But honestly, it's kind of scary on the internet, like with Tinder, Hinge, any of those, because anyone can make a profile and you can make a fake profile.
It's a dating app.
It's not very like, but you're not like I want someone to like at least Google this person and like do the work kind of for me. So with this, someone like, I know, we know the person who like runs membership for this app, and they go through and like Google everyone. I don't know what their criteria is. I can't tell you that. I do have a link, but I can't tell you. I don't know.
Yeah.
So like I said, yeah, most of the guys on there are Jewish. It's not location based either.
Oh.
So it's like you could swipe with people from like really all over.
It.
I mean, of course, if they live in New York, I'm like,
and
oh,
you
like,
want
you
a Jewish guy ultimately.
It's not end all be all, but like right now I'm enjoying dating Jewish guys. Yes.
Yeah. I feel like you've always had a thing for a Jewish guy. Yeah. Come on. She's like, not really. I'm like,
she's trying to keep her options open.
The first thing she asked me, well, is he Jewish?
Yeah. Well, that's
okay. Well, yes. It's also more of like Jewish, not even like terms of religion wise, it's more like Jewish lifestyle. Like they're very similar to like how I grew up.
Yes.
So it is more so like culturally.
Yeah.
And that's why it was created. It was created for like culturally Jewish people, not so much as like, do you follow, because there's other ones. There's J Swipe, there's J Date. There's like a lot of Jewish dating services. Yeah.
Got it.
So, but it's not Jewish only. Like you should join.
It has a nice interface too.
I need to get on it. I've been to one of their events.
Super fun.
Yes. And it they like throw down.
Oh yeah, it was a really fun. It was we were taking shots. It was crazy.
I took a shot.
So you have a crush?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Do you? I don't think I have a crush right now, actually, which is so weird. I never don't have a crush.
Wait, whoa. So you're? Oh, this is tea.
I know. Wait, I feel like I haven't updated you guys on a few.
Yeah,
things.
Something you said like on your podcast last week. I was like, wait, I should have texted you about it. Tea.
Okay, I'll fill you in later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No crush.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to have a crush, though.
I know.
Oh,
I love having.
God.
I think that I want to really like focus on like. I know this is so lame, but I really want to focus right now on being like the best absolute version. Like this, I have been dreaming of this moment to like be in studio and have an ad on my podcast. Like I recorded my first ad ever today. I've been dreaming of this, and I'm like, I want to make it the best, and like. I don't know. I feel like the world's my oyster right now. Like I have this cool. I don't know. I just feel like I finally accomplished a lot of big. I checked off a bunch of big things that
absolutely.
I've been wanting to. And no one's going to just. I'm not letting anyone distract me. That's like subpar.
Well, also like I talk about this all the time.
I know what
you're
going to
say. I know. But it's true. You know what I'm going to say. Like when I met Ryan, I was like finally like in my.
Brooke's like, I've been on my own this whole time.
I know. And I do, but I actually do agree with the advice, but it is like the cliched like dating advice, like it comes when you least expect it. It's like,
wait, okay, what the heck is he then?
Like, sorry. I'm sorry. I don't mean to shade you.
But no, I'm just trying to tell her, like,
I know.
This is awesome. Like, that is the best thing for you. Like, you shouldn't even focus, like, if you don't have one, don't have one, you know? Like, just, like, live your best life and do what's best for you. And then it'll work out.
The years and years and years of my life that I didn't have one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
See, I feel like I've always had one, but, like, I have one just to have one. To, like, fill up some brain space that needed to be filled up. And now I'm like, my brain space is full of other things.
I agree.
That's the best.
Danielle knows. My rough weeks. It occupies both of our brain space.
I'm like, I'm stressed.
A crush can live a little bit rent-free in my head sometimes. It's embarrassing. Yeah. But I feel like everyone does.
It's crazy. Because then you're like doing like the BS. Like, did he match my Instagram story?
I know.
I hate that about me, especially being like an influencer now. I hate that I will literally like change some my crazy self sometimes. And I'll like post stuff for them to see. And it's like, it's ridiculous that like over 100,000 people are going to see it. And maybe this one dude might not. And
it's I'm so making it for him.
Like, that's so embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
And then people are like, TK, what the heck were your stories this week?
Sorry, I wanted the guy to see. Yeah. No, I've done it.
Mine just worked out. People are like, okay.
Yeah. they're like, but what's the routine?
Yeah. Literally.
And you're like, fit queen. I don't know. I just feel like I need a moment to like, we're about to Vlogmas. I really want to finish it this year.
Are you doing it?
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
What?
We're not doing it.
We decided.
The gals have decided.
Wait, why?
I'm doing weekly.
Wait, please do like a 5-minute one every day.
I think I'm going to do like a version on like Reels or TikTok. I kind of just have like a mini vlog, which I know that's not great. But yeah, I just am kind of sick and tired of putting out like many of the vlogs I end up putting out, I feel are like shit quality.
Yeah.
I keep saying shit on this podcast.
No, it's okay. This is a cuss friendly podcast.
I'm not a huge like fan of how they turn out. And I'm like, I actually would like to put out something that I'm like proud of. And if I want to keep something private, maybe I can keep it private. But I want to put, you know what I mean? Like having more balance.
Or if like you're hungover half the day and then it's like my podcast sucked.
Yeah, but that's perfect. I would love to see your hung. I would rather see your hungover vlog than like a normal vlog from both of you.
No, I mean, no.
Because I've never seen that before.
Yeah, no, those are good. I would just rather include it in the week. I don't know. We're just going to try it out this year and see. Last year, I just didn't get the ROI I was wanting.
I was going to say ROI and like, yeah, honestly, you do have to see kind of.
With like views
and the editing.
Does your channel grow during Vlogmas? My channel does not grow.
Mine stays. It's just like similar amount of views every day. And
I mean, I've only done it like once.
Mine grows way more from doing a week in my life.
Same.
Stuff like that. I think it's a preference thing. I mean, I'm sure that most people, when we say we're not doing Vlogmas, definitely the response is disappointment. I would say.
I don't even know if we've announced that. You heard it here first.
You're hurting
maybe
her
in
first.
The podcast. I don't know. I think we'll see how it works. A part of me is like, oh my gosh, now I'm living in New York during Christmas time. Like, why am I not doing Vlogmas?
Yes.
But I just want to see like what it's like. I remember like a couple people last year did Week of My Lives, and I was like, ooh, that's my and that's like that's our brand. Like our brand is
true. I feel like there's so many New York influencers now, but like hardly any that like make YouTube their bitch like you guys. Mm-hmm. And I want to see. I want to see, like, if you're a YouTuber, freaking own it and do Vlogmas.
I know. Maybe. I just want to do it because, like, we want to wake up and be like, oh, I want to do this, you know?
Obviously, I'm not trying to. I'm like, do it.
No, I appreciate
it. I get it. I don't know why, like, but I feel like amongst our friends, we've heard rumblings of, like, not doing it this year. And I'm like, you don't need to tell me twice.
Yeah, I could have sworn Kenzie said she wasn't doing it this year.
Yeah.
Maybe, sometimes like you're doing these videos like for views like that are like a quarter of what a normal video is and you're like, what am I doing
wrong? I get that. I've never done the full thing, so maybe I mean like, who am I to talk?
We'll watch it.
You should
I'm definitely doing it, but I'm absolutely. Just I wish you guys were doing it because I want to watch yours.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna like call my week of my life like Vlogmas, or maybe there'll be like days in my life. Like I haven't figured out the formatting.
Yeah, it's quick. Last year I used an editor for it and I just felt so bad for her too. Like I was like, I'm grinding this woman into the ground.
Wait,
like,
what do you mean you're paying her?
I of course, and I paid her extremely fairly, but I like I just felt bad. I was like, the vlog's not up, it's 2 p.m. like, come on. I don't know,
but like I'm on the side of being an editor, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's your job, get it done.
Yeah.
I mean, we discussed it obviously prior to,
yeah,
and she's great, like still use her and stuff, like she's fantastic. It's more so like I just feel bad for people. Like, I'm like, oh, like, sorry, I'm no. out, like, partying, and she's, like, editing this video, you know?
Yeah, but I feel the same
That's
way.
Also, like, part of the job is to go out and, like, do cool things and get yeah. and film it.
You're right.
I don't know.
I love your brain. I love your brain.
Really, it's selling off.
Seriously, every time I talk to you, I'm so motivated.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my same. Gosh. That's why I'm like, what the heck do your vlog? We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk later.
Now. Yeah. So I don't have a crush right now. 54% said they do.
Aww.
Have a crush.
Okay.
Which is crazy that 46% don't have a crush.
I know. I was going to think it was like 80%.
Wild. Because I'm like, I always have a crush. Brooke, do you think you'll date someone seriously in 2022?
I saw this one. If I could create my ideal, like, visual reality, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I could speak that into existence.
So do you turn 25 April?
Yes. Ew.
During Coachella.
God. Yeah. Yeah. So I know. So crazy. Yeah, it's hasn't happened just yet. So, but I feel like as I'm getting older and like gaining life experiences, like I just feel like I'm ready now. And I feel like at many points in my life, I wasn't like ready.
I could see it.
You feel actually, that for me? Yeah.
I actually could. I don't know. I'm ready to have like more flings in Los Angeles in 2022. I don't know if I'm have someone serious, but like just more like I want to be even more rooted and planted here.
Yeah. But I feel like then you say it and you're like, if being in a relationship is my goal, like that's not healthy either. So like it's hard. But if I like visualize like future Brooke, like yes, like that. I feel like this is the year to do it. Also, my astrologist and psychic told me it's happening this year.
Whoa.
In 2022. So yeah.
Dream team.
Isn't it crazy though? Looking back at times, you're like, I just want a boyfriend, and you look back and you're like, I was not ready.
Yeah. Me in college when I was going through my series of awkward phases, like I did not need someone to come in and like be part of that craziness. Yeah. No.
Exactly. 57% said they think they'll date someone seriously.
Mm. I love that.
Cool. Do you think it's rude to ask someone how much money they make?
Yes, I do personally.
I do.
Especially if it's whenever it happens, it's like someone from college. I'm like, let's not and say we did. Yeah, but if it depends on like
I think it's something you learn with age too. Like that's like your parents' friends aren't going around asking your parents how much they make.
Uh-huh.
You know? But uh-huh. for some reason this generation we feel very allowed to.
I don't think it's that rude.
You I know you're gonna say this, yes. Well, I think it's different. Like if we're influencers and we're talking about like deals or stuff like so we can gauge.
Happy
you know?
To share that. Amongst friends.
Yes.
But I have
a rando. Yeah, is weird.
Like, yeah, like someone you met at a party and they're like, how much did you make from doing that YouTube thing? Like, F you.
Like,
I don't like that. It's annoying. Like,
I don't like it depends what angle it's coming from. I've had the like at a party thing, like that's your job? Like
yeah, in that type of tone.
And you're like, yeah, I'm doing pretty well. Like,
yeah, thanks.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it depends the lens.
Like what context are you thinking?
I was thinking thinking in the sense of like friends being able to I don't know I
like
feel like
us like yeah we'll talk
I feel like my whole career I've been trying to prove that this is a legit job, and I think the only way it is proven legit is by saying the amount of money you make. Unfortunately, that's just how I feel personally.
I get it.
So me, I don't mind sharing like not really details but ballpark. If someone asks
like friends
me
from home.
Or
some of my friends from college know for sure, but I'm not out here just like willingly say like if it comes
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's not like I'm like made this much this month.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean sometimes I'll tell you like I'll be like I got like a big one, but that's because I'm bragging on myself.
But, yeah, like. But it, I don't know. If I were to ask, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm like nosy. Like I kind of want to know what some of my friends just for me to compare. It's more of like I want to know for an educational purpose.
Helpful.
Yeah, a helpful thing. Even like I want to know how much you know so and so at Warner Brothers or Paramount is making so I can compare like am I doing the right thing, am I in the right career path. I feel like especially as women they're underpaid so much that it's nice to know
I agree
to compare and contrast. I guess that's my I'm not thinking
really?
I'm like a Joe Blow person.
That's what I thought of immediately.
Yeah.
So
got
but
it.
On that context
yes, I think it
percent.
Would be weird if a rando came up to me on the stream and was like how much money do you make. I'd be like
yeah, but
what?
I can't lie though. Obviously, I'm curious. We're talking about someone we know who doesn't do YouTube stuff today, and I was like, I wonder how much she makes. So everyone's curious, like no doubt. But am I going to ask
yes.
her? Probably
last
not.
Last night I was at Hamilton and we were watching, and I was like, I wonder how much they make. And we were talking about it, and I don't know. It's just like
yeah.
it's kind. Wouldn't it be weird if we could just like look it up, like everyone's
yeah.
job exactly? Because you can for some.
I mean,
Indeed,
athletes,
I was going to say
athletes.
Oh, well,
you can
those
see.
You could all look up. Yeah,
yeah.
And then Indeed is for all like the corporate, really corporate jobs.
That's true.
But you wonder how accurate it is.
Yeah,
like, and then you can look up, do you know you can like look up like Brooke Michio net worth and stuff like
those
that?
Those are so
yeah, those are so rough. But it's so funny that those are up there.
It is. It's so interesting. Even like I'm thinking, for example, because I'm in such a non-traditional job, like when I started and Alicia pays me awesome. She plays me great.
Thumbs up for Alicia.
But I think for other people that are hiring, or one, for other YouTubers that are hiring employees and for employees that are working for YouTubers, like, I would want them to know how much they should get paid. And I wouldn't be offended if they would be like, hey, is this, you know, in the good, in the range?
Completely agree.
Because, like, how would they know? It's such a new job. Like, I didn't know.
I think it's all in the context of which it's coming out. You're changing my mindset. But, like, I'm thinking of the social, like.
That's exactly what I was
thinking.
You get
paid from that? It's like.
Yeah.
Like, viral. People in college.
Also, you guys have been in this way longer than I have. And I'm sure growing up, people were always, like, weird. Yeah. And it's just, like, it's way more normal now.
Yeah, I agree with the proving thing. I've always felt having to prove it, like through high school and college, to be like, it's legit, it's legit. I got paid today, like whatever. Yeah. And
I feel like you don't need to prove as much anymore.
Not anymore. Like, it's people go to my Instagram. Like,
not anymore, but you still.
No, you still like, feel
at
it.
At least
in
I
your,
feel like I need to.
I think that's secure, like growing, like more secure in yourself, though.
True.
It doesn't have to do with the followers, like literally anything like that. It's more so just like, hey, I'm doing what I love. I know I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Clearly. And I'm happy. And that's
so
all that matters.
True. That is so true. I feel like when I first started and I would like take photos of Alicia in public, I'd be like, dude, how do you do this? Like, how do you like stand in the middle of the street and not give a crap what people think? And she's like, they don't know how much money I'm making. Or like, she would be like, they like, I'm supposed to show how secure you get. And not that it's even about all that.
Yeah.
But I think when I'm like going and like getting a shot for a brand or whatever, it's like they have no idea. Like they maybe I'll end up on Influencers in the Wild, so be it.
Yeah.
Like
probably have been.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting. That. Okay. Only 52% said it's rude.
I'm surprised by that.
Right?
It's interesting though, because we're so able to ask like doctors, lawyers, like what do they make? And like because it's like a legitimate job. So I get it. I get both sides.
That's
I don't
a
know.
Tough cookie.
Yeah.
The good, yeah, good yeah, one. Yeah. Exactly. Do you think you're paid fairly?
Yes.
Yes.
I think so too.
Yeah. If you're an influencer, you're saying no.
Yeah.
I mean, no, there's so much hard work into it, but like there's definitely ad dollars in what we do. Like beauty, fashion, lifestyle. Like
100%. This is like the highest, like that's like the highest like paid like tier of influencing.
Yeah,
totally.
Digital marketing. Like we're so thankful. No, I.
But I mean, would say though that there are influencers who don't know.
Yes.
Like,
we've had some
going
friends be
rates.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
so
$200 for this. And we're like, no, oh sorry, don't bang on the table.
No, you're so good.
Like they're like, we're the.
But that's exactly why.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Should
that's
know.
Why you
fairly,
talk about
yeah,
it. No,
right.
That is why you talk
yeah,
about
we
it.
We have
in
like friends
case,
that are new, like in TikToking, and they'll like we'll like briefly discuss, and they'll be like, yeah, like I was charging $200 a TikTok. They have like 300,000 followers.
And like,
on TikTok.
Oh my
I'm
gosh.
Like, whoa.
But yeah, that's why I'm like, in that person's case, it's not rude to ask because they're so ignorant. They have to ask.
Yeah, yeah.
To
and
know
if
what
you
they
approach
deserve,
it like.
Right?
Like, you have to approach it with the way of, like, hey, I'm, like, I'm trying to figure out what to charge on my end. Not just, like, how
yes
much you make.
Yeah, all I right think it's all about the tone and, like, the how you. Yeah.
Totally. With yeah anything, really, you
yeah
ask.
Totally.
Cool. So 37% said they're paid fairly.
That's really.
Which I would assume most people would say they think they get underpaid. I think a lot of jobs
yes
get
so
underpaid.
My, oh, my gosh. So
like,
many
teachers. I feel
oh,
awful. Wildly
teachers, underpaid that one.
They're, like,
yeah
such.
They literally
angels
raise all of us.
Angels on earth. Yeah. Crazy. Are Kim and Pete actually going on dates? What do you guys think?
I don't know.
Is this PR?
I want to say it's PR, but I'm sure that they're having a little fun along the way, as they should.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're kissing and know touching and loving. And
in my head, I'm like, why would... I mean, I guess they're so popular that paparazzi follows them, but I'm like, every place they go, there's paparazzi. Like,
they, true.
I had said it, though. I honestly, Kim Kardashian might be the most famous person in the world, beyond, like, royalty and, like, maybe the presidents and stuff. Like, don't you think?
I don't know why Justin Bieber's, like, a little above her to me.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
I feel like that era, like, shifted just, like...
But Kim Kardashian, Beyonce, and Justin Bieber are very
okay
famous to me. Those are the three that come
what
to
you
my
think
head. What would...
I think she's like in maybe top 10.
Yes.
Okay.
1,000%.
So maybe not, but yes.
But yeah.
But when you're
her
in that tier of stardom, like,
you're
I think
followed
people are following you pretty much everywhere. I think they're sifting through your trash.
Well, we
true
were talking about this earlier. Yeah. There's Dumois posted this and stuff, like how Courtney and Travis and then like Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox, like that grunge
the bad
vibe
boy. Yeah.
She's trying to be like that, I think, like dating like a bad boy.
Kim?
Yeah. Like, or the do you blonde, think she saw Courtney?
Like, do you think she saw Courtney like getting so much like recognition? Yeah, she's like, let me have my moment.
She knew. She's like, no,
with, like
the
this
internet.
Baddie yeah. guy.
I think that everything.
I think
they
she's
do,
so smart.
So
they she's are, a genius.
So smart.
Skims Olympics, like everything she yeah. does.
Fendi, Skims. Yes.
I want to say Chris is behind this too, because she's like a mastermind.
Chris
yeah.
is. I always say this, but she would be, if I could go to dinner with like five people, she's on it. She's at the dinner.
Have you seen the girl, the TikTok PR girl?
Yeah.
You would love her. Okay, you guys should be
yeah.
friends.
Girl Boss Town is. I think
yeah,
that's
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she's yeah. awesome. Yeah. So good. I love her. Yeah. 31% say that they're actually going on real dates. 69% say it's fake.
I think they'll drag it out a little bit longer, because I think if they caught it short now, it would be too obvious
PR
that it was
dating.
Like for PR. Yeah. I think that they'll drag it out for
I've
a few months.
I've heard he has a massive package.
Me too, from Brianna Chicken Fry.
Yeah.
That's how does she
heard.
Know?
I love Brianna Chicken
Wait,
Fry.
Wait, how does she know that?
She has two friends that have hooked up with him.
Yeah.
What?
No, but it's like a thing. Like, I've heard that before.
He like kind of joked about it on his stand-up.
Did like, Ariana Grande say it too? I don't
yes,
know.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Like in passing.
She said it?
Yeah, but, she said it to us the other day. You don't remember?
Okay. But like P is not like my type of guy. Is he your guys' type of guy?
No,
far from
but
it.
Given the opportunity, well, he's tall. I like tall.
Brooke's like,
yeah.
I mean, like, if P Davidson slid my DMs, like, you best believe I'd be making
it work.
If I
ran into him,
he must
like,
be
if he was
smooth.
At the bar that I was at, like, I would probably try to shoot my shot, but I'd probably fail.
But if he was the bar and I did, he was if he was at the bar I was at and I didn't know it was P Davidson, I would never, like, go up to him and talk
Me
to him.
Me neither.
I'm not attracted to him,
But
personally.
Because I know that he's funny and because
yeah.
I'm into, but he's
into
like, the characteristics that I like, so.
True. I feel like he's a smooth operator.
I was going to say,
he's
like, he's like humble funny. Like, that's my favorite type
he's
of.
Packing.
Yeah. But I like that type of funny that they're like self-deprecating humor.
Yeah, yeah. He's hilarious.
And then that's why I like it. Yeah.
He truly is so funny. So. Anyway, I did one. It was like, do you think Pete's hot? And 77% said no.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which is interesting. He pulls
Everyone's got
girls.
Their type. He pulls hard.
The Phoebe girl, too, from
Bridgerton.
She's beautiful. Like, he dates like...
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about
yeah,
that.
He dates beautiful women.
Wow. So. Okay, let's cut to a quick break, and then we're going to come back with a game. Okay, so the game, we're just going to call it the brand game. I play this with Alicia all the time when we're bored. We came up with it during quarantine. It's basically we say a celebrity or influencer's name, and you immediately, within like 5 to 10 seconds, have to give me three characteristics of what you think their brand is.
I love
Oh my gosh. This is like the PR girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We, Alicia and I, like, did this all the time with, like, we would bug the crap out of our
Wait,
roommates.
That's so funny.
And we'd be like, Emma. And then you'd be like, you know, coffee, whatever, whatever. And so Charlie would be like, dancing, blah, blah, blah. So I'm just going to throw you names.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
and you can spur out
Same.
What you think. And the idea is if it's hard to think of something, they need to hone in on their brand.
Ooh. Oh, and then we DM them, hey, we were thinking.
Yeah. No, we'll leave that to Girl Boss
Yeah,
Town.
We'll leave Girl Boss Town on
she's
TikTok.
So she's awesome. I need to have her on the pod. Yeah, I've yeah. DM'd her a little bit. I need to get her when she's in LA.
Yes.
Okay. First, we're going to do... Actually, I'm curious. Let's do my boss, Alicia.
Ooh.
I immediately think of loungewear, like immediately, like Parallel
really?
Apparel.
Okay,
yeah,
tea?
Like I think of her in sweatpants and a tank.
That's really good. I think coffee. I mean, that's a lot of YouTubers and stuff. But like
Starbucks,
I see,
like
well,
the Starbucks
I also
drives.
See, like, the K-cup, like the...
Yeah. The ASMR. Okay.
One more.
And honestly, for me, dogs. Good.
I was going to say like winged eyeliner, like bold, like make. I don't know. I just think of
Mega.
Her like serious pose. Like, I don't know.
I think dogs because I feel like the dogs edgy. Are like a pillar of every, like the.
Really?
Like, well, she has
I don't
Chloe,
think of, like, I know she has dogs, but I don't.
And then like there's another dog always and stuff. I don't know. Not that she's like this big, like.
Dog girly, but yeah.
She's not a dog influencer, but like I feel like they're in everything, like in the vlog.
She's just a boss. Like she's literally
yeah,
just a
boss. Yeah.
Really?
Like yeah, I go to her, boss. Like I literally watched her video on like whatever it was about how to be a good influencer, like little tips. Like I
Got
watched
it.
That.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. I would say those are very fair. Yeah. Yeah. She's going to love that you said like loungewear.
I immediately thought of that.
Yeah. No, that makes me very happy. Okay. Remy.
Oh, happy. I was going to say like. Posh, like glam, like I don't know how to
oh,
describe
glam
it.
Glam is a good
like,
one. Sparkles,
like,
air fryer,
yes.
air fryer,
oh,
crystal well, light.
Yeah,
yes.
Which that's I didn't know you taught her that.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, I've never huge. Tried the crystal
I taught
light and
the
vodka.
World crystal light and vodka
that's
or crystal
crazy.
Light. And
I need to try it because she was saying it doesn't
Wait,
make
what?
Her sick.
You haven't tried it?
No, and I get
what?
Sick from alcohol so often, so I need
yeah,
to try. Yeah,
I've been allergic to alcohol.
Yeah, I like swear I have been lately. I like haven't drinking for the month of November, but I feel like that's gonna be
it's
broken on this
November.
Trip.
November. Fourth.
Hey, I'm proud.
Wait.
That's so true.
I know.
on Halloween.
I'm like, Danielle's 4 days clean.
Wait, have you tried like a really expensive like tequila or something like that?
She doesn't like tequila.
I don't like tequila.
Yeah, but when you mask it with Crystal Light.
Well, I'm curious to try like Tito's and Crystal Light.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll
try. Tito's and Crystal Light is the OG.
Yeah, that's what like I think of Remy, honestly.
Now I do like tequila and Crystal Light because I love tequila.
Yeah.
Crazy girl.
Tequila's make girls fun, I feel like.
Tequila is fun. I love it. Oh, we did an unpopular opinions episode and Danielle's like, I don't understand margaritas. Like,
I don't get
I love
a margarita.
Like, I love
it. It's an unpopular opinion, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Like, I love a good marg.
Oh, my gosh.
Give me some chips and queso, too.
Yeah. Okay. And ooh, the tahini on the rim.
Oh,
chef's kiss. Okay. Emma Chamberlain.
Oh, well, also coffee.
I know.
Poop.
Like, yeah.
What?
I immediately think of, like,
poop. Like, she like talks going about, to like, the bathroom.
Oh, really?
Oh, like, every episode. Well, she's, like, every
overshare.
Video.
She is the definition of, like, overshare, but, like, you still don't know anything about her life because she does keep so much private, but she's still
overshare.
She has
overshares. This big house. Alone.
It's full of secrets.
Yeah.
She should come out with, like, a toilet paper.
Yeah.
It'd be iconic.
Yeah. She should.
I have this toilet paper that I get on subscription that has little peaches on it.
She does.
You would love it. You would love it.
Wait, it's
called
adorable.
Peach paper. She should come out with, like, custom toilet paper like that.
Yeah. It another brand move for her.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And it, what if it was, like, scented or something fun?
I feel
or,
like yours is kind of scented. I've never smelled it. I should.
I haven't really either.
Yeah. That'd
okay,
be weird.
So coffee, poo.
Sweaters, like, big sweatshirts, like, oversized.
I was gonna say like thrifting.
Thrifting. Yeah.
Like I feel loafers. Like she's like old man clothes, but she pulls it off.
But then got Louis Vuitton.
She can go both ways.
Get you a girl that can do both.
Yeah, truly.
She is such a mastermind.
I'm obsessed with her.
But you know what? I think it's just she's just so true to herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she
I don't think she's calculated.
I think like she grew up in like a very artsy, like accepting home. So it like molded her to be this person.
Totally.
That she doesn't
absolutely.
Like she just is.
Yeah. You're so right. Tana.
Oh, like out there.
Scandal,
but not in
fake IDs. I don't know why it's like
yeah,
in my
she's
head.
Story times about that.
Well, and the
Vegas,
the mugshot. Remember her mugshot? It was like iconic.
Oh. Jordan Morona.
I feel like glam.
I was gonna say big eyelashes. She
like,
loves her eyelashes.
Audacious.
Paparazzi. I was gonna say Hollywood fix.
Yeah. Glam. Paparazzi.
Jake Paul.
Clout.
Wait, Logan. Which one?
Boxing.
Oh yeah. Jake.
Yeah, Jake. Just like Playlist Live. Like I just saw her at so many Playlist Live parties and stuff. She's like a year older than me. Like I keep thinking she's so much older.
She does a great job branding herself too.
She does.
She's smart.
Mastermind.
Yeah.
What about Let's do the Pauls. Let's do Jake.
I never really followed them ever.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. What's his
brand? Like fighting,
boxing,
pranks,
also scandal. Didn't they like get
shit,
canceled? Yeah.
Like we're both like
the Paul
I have
brothers.
No, like when it's like Jake
I
Paul.
I think they're
I'm
so
no,
genius.
No, I know.
They made
I know.
Fun of them on SNL recently, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, on Jake, they did Jake.
Wow,
he was Jake, it. I think.
Oh,
you actually gave me a good quote from Jake one time, and it was really good.
You
actually.
Listen to the podcast sometimes.
Oh, I love Impulsive. Yeah,
that's what I was saying.
What did I say?
I don't remember. It was last year sometime you told me. Oh, I forget now, but it was good. I wrote it down. But I just remember it was good and it helped me during my time.
Wait,
I don't remember
really?
I was talking to you on my balcony in my apartment in Georgia.
I remember that.
But I don't remember what it
I
was.
Say? Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting.
We'll figure it out.
What about Logan?
I don't even know what the difference is between them.
Logan's
which one's
bigger?
Which one's the really like bad one that got like canceled for something?
Logan.
Like-
no, Jake.
No, Logan in the forest.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he had his big scandal, but Jake's more like
problematic.
The, yeah, problem. He's the
oh,
he's
okay.
calls himself the problem.
I would just
child.
Say can't like canceled like in like
really.
Canceled
I mean, good. But they made it through obviously, so they weren't actually. But I feel like the internet like
see
like,
now for were, Logan, yeah. I would be like NFTs. Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Is he doing NFT stuff? Interesting.
Like crypto. He's like, he's really smart, I think.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I see business for them too. Like, yeah. I don't mean to.
Yeah. Like, wild business. That is them.
Wild. Yes. Wild business. Team 10. Who was Team 10? Were they both?
Oh my gosh. I forgot about
Jake.
That. Yeah. I really don't know anything.
Team 10 was like an era.
That was like a scandalous
and
era.
You know
too,
what the
right?
best era too was the diss tracks. And like Rice Gum and the Clout House.
Oh my gosh, Rice Gum.
Every time I go to Remy's, I'm not kidding you, every single time she plays Every Night Sis because I'm obsessed with
really?
The yes, the
I don't
diss
know
track.
That one. Who's it
that's
about?
That's so funny.
It's Alyssa Violet and Rice Gum and they're like
dissing him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I can't
I don't
sing
think
it
I've
for
listened
you.
To it,
and they're
but...
on like Hollywood Boulevard and she keeps like pulling up her tube top and she's wearing like fishnets with the like flyaway pants. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know who she is. I feel like I've seen rumblings of her recently.
Oh my God, we have to watch the video. It's so good.
You've been loving that word lately. Rumblings.
I've heard a lot of rumblings.
Rumblings and qualms are her words.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Like, these I have are a qualm.
Like, I do this thing. I think I'm a very addictive personality type of person. No, seriously. I fixate on things. Like, I'll fixate on food, words, etc. Yeah. Like, I think something's funny and I run the joke to the ground.
Literally.
We've been so bad. I've been putting O at the end of everything. Like, doggo.
Oh my gosh.
Like, reco. Like,
she's gonna make a rezo.
Yeah, anyways.
Anyway, sorry. Wait. Jake Paul and Logan Paul.
So that tied back to
the Alyssa Violet rumbling.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So now I say, like, when I've been like seeing people on social media or like hearing, I'll be like, oh, I've heard rumblings from that person.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanna do you guys.
Oh God. Back and forth.
Oh. So yeah. We'll do Brooke. Oh my God. I'll do Brooke first. This is me just thinking right now. Twitter fingers.
Definitely.
Like Hinge dating, I guess Locks Club.
Definitely.
And I wanna say Bachelor.
Yeah,
like comments, like
commentary,
like just being funny, like commenting.
Yeah. For you, Danielle, I would say Georgia because like I still correlate you with like.
Yeah, I did go there like 2 weeks ago.
Georgia, maybe like ginger shots, and baby carrots, Fireball. Yeah. Even fashion now, I think you've stepped up the fashion.
I was hoping you'd say that.
I was gonna say yeah. I feel like fashion.
Oh, I'm so happy. That's like fashion and ginger shots. Let's go. Well, thanks.
Like you're very brandable. Like you're good. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, like red lipstick,
red balls,
disco balls, being out there,
poles.
Like making moves.
Poles.
Literally,
it's been.
You're
for
branded.
Forever.
You are branded.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's juicy. My
like,
mom
this
refers
is your
to
brand.
You guys, my mom refers to Taylor as juicy. So when I say like, she's like, "How's juicy?"
It's so funny. I feel like everyone's friends of mine, I'm referred to as TK's Juicy Poles, Juicy. The pole girl.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You that's juicy. Though, that's you need great. To get a sponsorship by Juicy Couture.
I know. Let's manifest
that's
it.
That's like such a perfect pair.
I know. I
a
love
match
that.
Made in heaven.
I would
I'm
love
surprised
it.
You didn't say any like sort of food for me. Like, I feel like I like do food sometimes. Like a cheese board. Like, I'm
true, cheese boards. But I feel like I haven't seen on like
no,
the
much,
IG story.
You haven't been doing cheese
not
boards.
Not even that, but I feel like I.
Uber Eats.
Uber Eats is yeah. Very, yeah.
Espresso martinis.
That's like recent, but yeah.
Yeah.
Even like. I feel like teeth, like you do teeth stuff.
Yeah,
teeth
yeah.
whitening. Used to
we love Crest.
What are you guys doing to make moves right now? Like personally and you know, just business wise. Because you guys are business boss ass bitches.
I immediately thought of this. I'm trying to get more into the short form content, so TikTok.
You've been killing
TikTok. Well, no, Brooke's just been doing it for like a long time and during college.
I can tell you've been trying.
Thank
and,
you.
And it shows up and you're good. I feel
thank
like you,
you
catch on the trends.
Good. She's getting better about the audios.
The audios?
Yeah, because oh, yeah. For the longest time, like, you were like, I don't know how to, like, use this.
Yeah,
like,
you're better with
me,
the audios.
Oh, like,
she taught
me
how to use TikTok.
And now, but now I feel like you think of, we had a whole conversation yesterday about good soup. Like, she was like, how would I use good soup? Like, I was
yeah,
like, it would just be
like applying.
It would be
to...
like, if you're, like, drinking this and you're like, good soup. Like, yeah. I don't know.
I taught her No Bones and Bones Day.
Yeah.
I did teach her that.
Anyway, so. That's how you're making, you would say that that's how you're making moves. You are.
I feel like that's, like, my current.
Like goal?
Yeah, because well, being in New York, every party we go to, it's like all TikTokers, and we're like the YouTubers.
Yeah,
that's
so
why
I'm
like,
very
you guys
inspired.
Need to rock YouTube more and own it.
We do.
And
well, when
make,
we say we do YouTube,
I mean,
they go
we
look,
post
like,
twice
wow.
a week. Like I'm trying.
That
here.
Is true.
I know.
True.
And then the podcast people, they're like, post more on podcasts.
Yeah, the
we're
podcast
like,
today, like,
can we
they're
do?
Like, can you do two podcasts
but
a week?
I still think you guys like could be way bigger than what you are right now.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm not just saying that. I just
what would you say for making moves then? I feel like that's like a
oh,
good thing.
I was
thing
just gonna say. I mean, it's something that I try to always do, but I've been really trying to own it and whatever. And it's just like putting myself out there in like all elements of life.
Oh wow!
And like try
okay,
to like fear.
What are you thinking though? Like specifically, like dating?
No,
or,
like, but well, really with everything, like even going to these parties and stuff. Like sometimes I'll be like, you know what? When I really don't want to go, I'm like, I have to put myself out there. Like, maybe I'll introduce myself to someone. Maybe I'll. You
yeah,
know
we were
I mean?
Sitting at a table, and Brooke was like, I'm going to go say hi to those people over there. I was like, go you, you know? Like,
yeah.
Just very...
And I guess we're pretty outgoing people,
yeah.
But I'm trying to even more so channel that. And not in a way of like, what can
inspired
I
inspired by
you,
truly.
Yeah.
Like, the networking and like just really introducing
in
yourself.
Sense, it's almost like, I feel like that goes hand in hand with self esteem, like thinking so highly of yourself. Like, if they don't want to be, and yeah, there's times when we met people and we're like, wow, they suck. But it's like,
oh my gosh, yeah.
Okay, so what? I wasted 2 minutes of my life talking to them.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
You tried.
That's the one thing that I feel like I struggle with is I have like extreme bad FOMO. Like, For instance, with Halloween weekend, I was supposed to go out on Halloween. Sunday. It was like this lit, like exclusive party, right? Exclusive. On Sunday. But I had to film my brand deal, and it was the only day I could film because on the weekends, that's the only time I can film my stuff. So, and all my friends were going, and I was literally like, I texted the girl that invited me, and I was like, is this actually going to be fun? Because I need to know if it's worth me going or not. But I wish I was more decisive. Like, you know how you're like, I have to force myself to go out. Mm-hmm. I need to force myself to like almost stay in and not get my work done, because I get my work done, but stay in and not feel bad for not going, mm-hmm. like not having FOMO.
Yeah, you can't, like, if you decide to stay in, you like can't look at your phone.
Yes. Well, and I need to be committed to that. I want my yeses to be yes and my nos to be no.
I'm so there with you.
And I feel like I'm like wishy-washy, and I want to be more stern. And no, like no, I should be staying home, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
We had that experience a lot with going to events, though. Like, we go and we're like, oh, we totally didn't need to
Was
come.
It worth
like,
it?
Yeah.
Worth the energy sometimes.
I know, but then I'm like, we have to learn by going to them what's worth going to and not going to. Because how would we have known? Like,
and then also there's an element to it. You want to show up and be like, even if it sucks, I'm still going to have a good time. And I'm going to make it fun.
We always have fun.
And you know what I mean?
Always do.
Yeah, but I hate it when you feel like you're wasting time. You're like, this wasn't worth it.
We've gone to our fair share that we're like, no one wants to do this.
We're like, definitely putting ourselves out there right now, because it's like New York is like kind of back now. And we're like, okay, let's go
but
to these brand events.
I'm living vicariously for you guys going out.
I'm just quoting my mother today, but she always would be like, you have to put yourself out there. You have to put your, and honestly, you do, because you're not in the game in anything, in dating and friendships, if you're not trying. You know what I mean? So I could sit here all day long and be like, I want to make more friends. And it's like, if I'm not actually going to go talk to people and I'm only going to stand in the corner and talk to Danielle, I'm not going to make more friends.
So how do you, for instance, you said that she just went up and said hi to people.
That was a fail, people? Though. The one person.
Wait, what do you do? Did you know who they were?
I wasn't talking about that. But.
Did you know who they were?
The one I was talking about, like, when, like, we were at the Cipriani party, and you were like, we were all standing, we were sitting upstairs, like, lounging, and Brooke was like, I'm gonna go downstairs and be social. We were, like, all just kind of, like, chilling, tired. Brooke was like, I have some energy, like, I'm gonna go talk to people.
I knew, like, there were some girls that I knew downstairs. We all knew them, but I was like, oh, I'm, like, texting one of them, like, I'll go say hi.
Okay, what if you are out of place, and your friends are kind of being boring, you're like, I want to be more social, you don't know anyone, what do you say when you go up to them? Someone.
Or if you don't know anyone. Usually she's really good about being like, oh, hey, like, I follow you on TikTok. Like, love your stuff.
And sometimes it hits, sometimes it doesn't. Like,
recently it did not hit.
Yeah, one guy was like, hey, and who are you? And it was like,
we're both at this party thing.
Yeah. And New York typically doesn't.
What a weirdo.
New York typically isn't like that. Like, I feel like we're pretty nice.
Everyone's really cool there, I feel like.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
But I feel like everybody loves to be gassed up. I like it when people come up to us and like are like, oh my God, I've listened to your podcast before. Like, we say the name, they're like, I've heard of that. So anyways, I'll talk, like, and then just change the subject. Like, we don't have to gas me up the whole time.
But your question was, if you don't know someone, that's harder.
I mean, compliments are always so easy. Oh my God, I love your shirt. Where's it from? Like,
yeah, true.
Everyone loves a gas up to make themselves, or like, oh my God, that drink looks so good. What are you drinking right now?
Yeah, or like whatever the situation is. Like, this song's great.
I love that.
Yeah, did you get it from that bar? Like, the line's so long, right?
Yeah, like complain about something.
Yes, that's a good tip. Yeah. That's a good tip.
Like, party tips.
Oh, what do you say if you want to talk to a guy, he's like out with his friends or something, and you're out with your friends, and you see a cute guy, how do you talk to him?
I feel like that's also like,
out of the game.
I feel like that's also like, the party tips are like physically like what's going on, you know what I mean? So you can be like,
so like being sassy with them is kind of fun.
Yeah,
like, watch
where
you're
going. Like, oh my God, like if they bump into you or something.
Yeah,
like,
I love that shit.
Oh, are you standing here? That's actually really, I've definitely done that before. Like, oh, you're standing here.
Yeah.
Like,
or the thing you heard on the podcast, you seem fun.
I'm so bad about that. I can't do that.
I love that idea.
I say that sometimes on dating apps. I'll be like, you seem fun. And they're like, oh, really? Oh,
I love that.
It's also safe in person, because if they have a girlfriend or something, they could be like, I have a girlfriend. You'd be like, that's okay. You still seem fun.
Like, you seem like a nice guy.
Seem like a guy.
You seem fun. I have a girlfriend.
Okay.
Because that's the fear of like in person is getting shut down. That's the good thing about dating apps, is because you know that
that's so
it's
true.
Either they're single or they're looking,
you know.
Or they're we had that discussion the other day, because we know people who are like doing the whole like open relationship thing or like trying.
Okay,
and I thought about
this,
and I was like, the fact that there's people on these dating apps though that are in open relationships, I'm like, that is scary
so
to me.
Sad. For the other person that's like looking for like a boyfriend or a
like
girlfriend.
Like, if I'm going on a date with someone that's in an open relationship, they don't tell me. Like, don't sign me up for that.
There needs to be apparently there are other apps.
There are other apps, but a lot of people do use like Hinge and stuff for that.
Do you have a go to slide in? Well, for DMs and for dating apps, when you like, if you're messaging first.
Ooh, I do like commenting on the profile stuff.
Yeah,
so like,
same.
If it's like, you know, they're normally I don't message first, but if I do, it would be like if one of their prompts is like, you know, I love like, what's your favorite pizza place in New York? I'd be like, oh, 100% Joe's. Like, you know, like, you just have to answer with, like, a definite answer. Or if they, that's why I feel like your prompts have to be something that sparks conversation for yourself, too. What about you? What's yours?
I comment definitely on the profile. I actually just had this guy. He seemed just like a normal, like, he seemed like a guy from back home, kind of. But 307. He was in LA. Yeah, 307 vibes. But, like, sports vibe. And he, in his thing, it was, like, just a Midwest guy or something with, like.
That's it. Exactly. And then you comment on that. Like, you'll be
so
like,
then I it was Bumble, so I had a message first.
Right.
And I've been, like, loving Bumble lately. But anyway. Yeah.
I love that.
Bumble forks. It's good. So I messaged, and I was like, I said, so are you a hoe for ranch too?
So good.
And he was like, oh my God, this is the best, like, one-liner. He's like, I've ever gotten, like, blah, 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 blah. And it was funny, like, because it was obviously the ranch thing.
That's so good.
Yeah, because people bond over shared interests or, like, shared experiences. Absolutely. So that's
but
so
like,
good.
But, like, what do you say when it's like, I don't know what to say?
I would do everything at all costs I could to avoid, hi, how are you? How was your weekend? Because those are so boring. And 9 times out of 10 people won't answer.
So boring.
I mean, I generally don't answer when I get, like, a, hey, what's up? The sky. Like, literally, what do you say? Like, it's like.
I've been doing lately, my brother taught me it. For Alicia, if we in quarantine, we would, like, steal her phone and DM like a bunch of people, and it's fun because she's, like, big, so it's like people respond, and so we would be like, snack draft, what's your number one pick, and they would be like, Cheetos, or, you know,
a question is nice, so this way it's not just like,
do you have a go-to question?
Oh my God, you put me on the spot.
Because I feel like you're very, like, you want to be reached out to. So, like, they would start the question, right?
I would prefer them to start. Catch me slipping on, like, a sad day, though, and I will message first.
She will.
But why does that need to be on a sad day?
No, because it's honestly putting forth, like, a lot of energy. Like, if I go through all of my matches and I'm like, hey, these are the ones that didn't say anything. It's like, got to find something creative to say this one. Got to find something creative to say that one. And I'm trying to
If I match with someone and I, like, because I think it's rare when I see someone I like and I swipe and I match. Like, I think it's rare when I'm like, I'm actually interested a little bit.
Yeah.
And so when I am interested, I don't care. I message. Like, I give zero.
I was like,
about who messages me.
I don't care about texting first or any of that stuff. Yeah. I mean, I do believe in the whole, like, if they want to, they would. But I, like, if I want to talk to someone, like, I'll text you.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I'm very, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm not in the mood that much to be on the apps. So when I am, I just go for it.
I'm in the moods too, though. So, like, on a Sunday when I'm like, I have some time today, like, and then I go through and more so do it. But Bumble, I guess you have to act faster.
Yeah. You have, like, I think, I don't know, 24 hours or something. So I'm just like, and the girl already has to message.
Yeah.
Like, I already have to.
Totally. That is a good thing to, like, just have a good question. I like anything food related. It's easy. Mm-hmm. To be like your favorite. I'm in one of my prompts is your favorite Trader Joe's frozen item.
Oh yeah,
and that gets
so
a lot of buzz.
So good.
That gets a lot of buzz.
Yeah, because everyone wants to be like, oh, I've had the tacos once.
You have to try the dumplings.
What is yours?
Joe's. I have a lot of different things. They're hard to find these days, but the frozen bean and rice burritos we both love.
I haven't found them in like months.
They've been out. Yeah, I love any of the pizzas. The flatbreads are really good, but the Japanese style fried rice,
really
incredible. But specifically that one, I'm a fan.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love how passionate you are about Trader Joe's. I feel like you really put me on to Trader Joe's.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's so cheap.
Yeah.
Compared to other grocery stores.
You took me for my first time in Athens. Remember? We had our little
You took me for my first time.
I grew up with Trader Joe's culture. Like, that was like one of our grocery stores.
Yeah, we did not go.
Trader Joe's
is
like an hour from my house. So, like, my mom would drive to it, though. Like, she would drive an hour to get it.
But then, do you have like an industrial freezer in your house? Like, well, you know how some people have, like, the second fridge,
like,
in the garage?
Yeah,
we
have a second fridge and a second freezer.
That's what I mean. Awesome. We have, like, one of those, like, freezers that, like, lifts up. Like,
and
you
that
know
was Trader
like
Joe's
that.
Ice box.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, literally.
And that's what, so when we go to Trader Joe's, it's not an hour, but it's probably, like, 20 minutes. So we stock up. Like, it is, like, why have one box of tacos when you could have five?
Got it.
I don't know why.
Got it. Oh, my gosh. I love that. Well, it has been absolute joy having you guys on.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you so much for coming. Do you want to pimp yourself out?
Sure.
Where are you? Where can people follow you? Gals on the Go, everything.
Yes. So together we are at Gals on the Go podcast, and new episodes are every Wednesday. You can listen everywhere you listen to podcasts. I am at Brooke Michio, MICCIO, on everything.
Love it.
I'm Danielle Carolan on everything, Carolan.
I feel like we have to spell it out.
You're so right.
Especially for listeners, like, if I get it. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, there's a T in there. Like,
wait, what about your TikToks?
Oh, Danielle underscore Carolan. Hers is Brooke Michio.
A short form video content.
I've got the underscore AIM. Short form video content. Hey,
you do have underscore. Do you guys have a favorite TikToker?
Ooh, I love that question. I totally do, but
okay, so. I've been really going deep on this one guy, Bran Flakes. Have you ever heard of him? Mm-mm. Okay, so Selena Gomez follows him, and he did a video with her one. It was great. Anyways, he does like day in my life, like kind of like hungover vlogs, like crazy night out stories and stuff.
Really? Does he live in Philly?
Yes, I love him.
He is really funny. You've probably come across his stuff.
He's my favorite recently. Like it's like feel good content. Like he'll be like, I literally hit up all three of my boyfriends and none of them came. Like it's
he's
just like
really
so funny.
Funny.
It's so funny.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Do you have one,
Danielle? I am. She's kind of like become a friend now too. I'm kind of fangirling. Her name is Wash Your Pillowcases.
Oh, love
she's
her.
She's so funny. Her name's Kat.
Wash Your Pillowcases. That's hilarious.
She is so funny. She's like Emma Chamberlain vibes. No, never hung out with her, but her TikToks are so funny. It's like, hey guys, I look really bad right now, and I'm about to go see my boyfriend's family. Or like,
I
just
love
like
people who own it. Like, yeah, like just own it because it's like
that really does well. I feel like the internet more than ever like can see through BS.
Mm.
1,000%.
Yeah. I feel like I even get caught up in the like, oh, I need to like have makeup on or like look cute and whatever. Same. Like, I hate that I do that sometimes.
I know.
Well, now, right now, you don't have a crush. This is the time to send it.
Right. I am full sending it. Like, for sure. That is so true.
I get in those spaces too. I'm like, I can do whatever the hell I want.
I know. I'm like,
yeah, you're not thinking about
I could be weird.
It's so true. And you're not thinking about, like, oh, is he going to see it? Like, literally just like ball out.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Okay, cool. Well, be sure to follow my girls everywhere, listen to their podcast, subscribe, rate, review, do the same for mine, and follow me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok at TK's Juicy Polls, and be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
Bye.